Blog Talk Radio.
Like it or not. Like it or not.
Somebody started that music a little early. Welcome to my world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane, and Michael Lane is who I be. A special sarcastic love shout goes out to Mr. Alec Baldwin and MSNBC. Alec Baldwin's show premiered recently, I think this past week. And so I'd just like to take the time to congratulate not only MSNBC, not only Alec Baldwin, but the many black people who always cry racism, but yet they cried nothing when it came to Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin was rewarded his show after calling a black person a coon and a crackhead. It's not okay for a Southern Democrat to do it like Paula Deen. It's not okay. Media and everybody can make this huge uproar. But what the media did was try to concentrate on the gay aspect, which he really wasn't being mean towards gays when he was talking about a certain person. Not at all. But they overlooked the fact about him calling a black person a coon. No outrage, no uplifted voices, no race pimps. That's fine because he's on our side. Is that how lost everybody is? Is that how lost you all are? Is that how lost people are? It's okay for a Democrat to say racist things from the North because he don't fit the Southern aspect? Would they try to paint a Southern picture of Republicans, saying that Republicans only look a certain way and Southern and white and they're Republican racists? Get some sense, people. Get some sense. Racism knows no bounds, no colors, and no political party. Thank you all for joining me for yet another edition, a very special edition, of Team Lion right here on Blog Talk Radio. I could go on talking about this. That's a whole new show. But let's get to this show, and let's get to this co-host. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring along the lovely TJ.
Hi.
Hi, TJ.
Oh, wow. I know I'm into something. I'm trying to think if I did the right thing by saying, yeah, I'll be on this one.
Well, I had to express my anger before I get to reporting.
I understand that, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I had to, yeah, before I get to reporting about this this controversial situation, but to have a racist
mm-hmm.
or somebody who was, they said that, well, he denied it. Well, Paula Deen didn't say that she said everything. She just said mm-hmm. that she used the word one time, the word nigger. She used the word nigger one time, but yet none of the other was proven to be true or not. Nothing else was proven to be true. And her lawsuit mm-hmm. was dismissed. She won that lawsuit. The guy lost. So so you want to say that, well, she is. She said everything. But yet Alec Baldwin, because he is a rich, an uber-rich, clean-cut Democrat, he calls somebody, it's okay, mm-hmm. call me a coon any day. But yet I'm the sellout.
Isn't this second or third time doing it?
He snapped so many times. I don't even know how many times he's done this. But I don't care what people say. Well, you shouldn't say these things about Alec Baldwin and everything. You know what? Screw him. screw him. Screw Alec Baldwin. He's a racist. Only racists say things like that, right? If you want, everybody's pulling out the race card except when it comes to liberals. It's unbelievable. Anyway, TJ, I'm be all day on this. We have a lot to get to.
I know you would.
Here with this, but thank you all for joining us from all around the world. I have to make an announcement before I get to this reporting. Number one, I have received, just from advertising this particular show, I have already received emails, I mean hammering
me. Emails?
Emails, not just one. I've received several emails. I got pounded with emails, people dogging me, saying that I'm slandering the president, that I'm no good, that I am a witch hunter, I'm trying to get him, I'm obsessed with him, I'm in love with him, different crazy stuff like that. So let me get this clear. Let me just set it off. First off, I said that this is going to be a report and decide thing. I'm going to report. I'm going to make a little thing, a little opinion here, but you all are the ultimate judge. I want you all to call in and give me your feelings. My description of the show was right out there in plain sight. If you can't read, it's not my damn problem. Stop harassing me with the emails, okay? Slow it up. You judging me before the show even starts. That's how frantic you Obamaites, you butt kissers of this, the liberals and the president are. You all are desperate. You all are calling me all kinds of names, saying I'm in love with the president, talking about I want to perform sexual acts against him, saying all these nasty things about me, and we didn't even do the damn show yet.
Wow.
So my aunt, and I hope you all are listening. You all are freaking idiots. Now, if you can't read, that's not my problem. Get somebody to read for you. I've explained it perfectly on the description when I was advertising. Number two, number two, what I'm going to report, I'm not saying before you all jump, I was going to use this, but I was going to say before you all jump the gun and get on me and everything, I was going to say I'm not reporting saying that there's something wrong with being gay or anything like that, or gay marriage or anything like that. I'm just reporting things. I'm just saying this is what this person report, and I'm going to put it out there. It's already out there, but I'm just going to put it out there on this platform. This is a show that that I basically was thinking about for a long time. This is not anything that I decided just to jump into without getting facts together and getting certain things together or accusations together, putting them all together and see what I get. So this is not something that I'm just jumping in and I'm saying, look at this, and he is nothing but – so that's what I was going to say originally, but I have – gotten so many nasty emails from idiots who can't read, who don't understand logic and can't understand English. That's pretty sad. Anyway, and also,
this is going to be a doozy.
Yes, this is going to be a doozy. And this is just a touch. This is just a touch. This is a sample. This is just a smidgen. Because on tomorrow, I'm going to have part two, and it's going to be even deeper. We're going to go even deeper into the accusations. Much deeper. It's deeper than what I'm going to say tonight. So if you don't want to miss, you don't want to miss this. On tomorrow night, the accusations gets even deeper. And I report, you decide. Join me tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific on smacktongue.com. That's part two, smacktongue.com. Not only will I talk about this, but I'll talk about Adrian Peterson and much more. Okay? That's tomorrow. So we're going to get deeper into this tomorrow. This is just a taste. Right, TJ?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm bracing myself because I don't know what's going on or... You know, just want to hear what you got.
All right. All right. Now
I might say something, but, you know.
Okay. But I'm going to give you guys a little outline on the reports and different situations like that. And then later on, I'm going to give you all a number to call it. You all can call in if you have the number already. But I'm going to kind of break it down and let you know what is going down. Now, President Obama, it's been reported by Dr. Jerome Corsi. Now, Dr. Jerome Corsi reported, he released a report, and he said that there is a claim that, quote, Obama hid gay life to become president, unquote.
Oh.
That's Dr. Jerome Corsi. And now we have also Larry Sinclair. Larry Sinclair is an alleged former lover of the president.
Mm.
And Larry Sinclair released a book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Cocaine, Sex, Lies, and Murder. This book is out. It's still on sale on Amazon. So I don't want people to sit back and think that, oh, this is Michael's book. No, it's not my book, stupid. Okay? This is Larry Sinclair. Larry Sinclair has made appearances on Pastor Manning show, The Manning Report, also Breitbart on his show. The late great Breitbart.
Okay.
Andrew Breitbart, y'all know him? Yeah. So we're going to get deeper. We're going to go get deeper into Breitbart and others on tomorrow's show. But let's start from the beginning. Let's start from the genesis. In 1996, around that, 1996, the president is on record by saying that he was 100% pro-gay marriage. Now, I do understand that everybody has the right or reserves the right to change their mind. This was the first suspicion that people were talking about. Like, wait a minute, what is he talking about? The president only concentrated on abortion. He concentrated on abortion and gun control, mainly as a senator. Those are the things that he concentrated on, mostly. But when he ran for president, he said that he was Christian, which was a lie, which I stated more than once on my show. He said that he was a Christian because his Christian convictions prevented him from believing in gay marriage. Then he said that he's pro-abortion. Now, this is what stirred up a lot of, including me, stirred up a lot of questions. First off, that's not the, if there are Christians out there, non-biblical Christians, because they're not following the Bible, if they're non-biblical Christians who serve Christ and they don't follow the Bible and they stand for gay marriage, fine. That's your belief. But I've never heard of a Christian, biblical or non-biblical, who worships Christ or say they're a Christian, that said that they're pro-abortion, but yet they're against gay marriage. They're so heavily against gay marriage, so heavily, so just deep-rooted, just against it, that they just can't go for it. But yet, last I checked, when either a heterosexual or a homosexual couple marry, after they say I do, or after they say you may kiss the bride or you may kiss the partner or whatever they say, after they say that, I've never heard one report where somebody was killed. I never heard one report as soon as gays were married that somebody dies. That's last I checked. So that made me investigate. Like, wait a minute. Hold on. Since nobody is dying from gay marriage, it would make sense for somebody to say, more sense that you can understand and say, well, I'm pro-gay marriage, but I'm anti-somebody dying. And that's what abortion is. abortion is where a baby is killed. It's just, I mean, you can't really mm-hmm. you can pretty it up and abort. You're erasing somebody's life. That's abortion. Aborting. You're aborting someone's life. That's what it is. So it's killing. So you can't dance around that. So if somebody is more opposed and just so convicted about somebody saying I do and living their lives as a married couple no matter what sex they're with, as opposed to somebody mm-hmm. losing their life, you don't have a problem with it. So that's what a lot of people, including myself, and it never even crossed my mind that the president mm-hmm. was living a gay lifestyle. I never personally said that. I've never said that on any of my shows.
Never said it, no.
Never. But then you have the president now. I'm going to play something. See, you think that I'm just coming with words. I'm going to come with the words of people, actual people. And I have a word from President Obama himself. I'm going to play you something that, now we all know about the president making his announcement, saying that this historic announcement, as people called it, that he mm-hmm. was pro-gay marriage. The first president in history to do so. But it was orchestrated. And I'm going to talk about that later. But this is not in the same year. What I'm going to play, the soundbite I'm going to play, is not from, it's courtesy of Bertha Report. Shout out to Bertha Report. But it's not from that year. As a matter of fact, it's from 2009.
Mm.
Okay? 2009. This is after he was elected. He wasn't campaigning. He had a closed meeting with gays and lesbians. And mm-hmm. I want you all to listen closely to what the president said about his stance and how he feels in 2009. I want you all to take a listen to this.
I know you want me working on jobs and the economy and all the other issues that we're dealing with, but my commitment to you is unwavering even as we wrestle with these enormous problems. And while progress may be taking longer than you'd like as a result of all that we face, and that's the truth, do not doubt the direction we are heading and the destination we will reach. You will see a time in which we as a nation finally recognize relationships between two men or two women as just as real and admirable as relationships between a man and a woman.
Now, did you hear that? The president said, now, I know you're worried about the economy. I know you're worried about jobs. Ah, but, you know what? Push that to the side. My commitment to you all is unwavering. This is in 09. This is when the president still had so-called convictions.
Now, maybe he wanted to, he's going to add that in, make sure he gets the economy and all that together at the same time.
But the president, who made it clear prior to mm-hmm. this in his campaign, he made it clear that he was against gay marriage because of his religious convictions. It was an out and out,
yeah.
outright lie. But why would he lie about that? Why would he say...
Yeah.
Why would see now when you usually hide something because they Dr. Jerome Corsi reported that there's been claims by gays in Chicago that President Obama has hid his gay lifestyle to become president. Now on tomorrow's show I'm going to talk about how some of them are dead. But I'm not going to get into that. Until tomorrow, you all tune in to SmackTongue.com. But they said that, why would you hide? I mean, there has to be something that at that time you may have thought that that type of life would not fit within America and you will not be elected as president. because people may say, have a stigma towards you, have a stigma towards gays and stuff like that, and they may approach him in a homophobic way or something like that. Maybe that's what he was thinking. But, you know, why not just say it? Or just don't say anything, period. Don't say that you're against gay marriage. Just be quiet. Just say, I'd rather not talk on that. I'd rather not speak on that subject. Why not do that? I'd rather not speak on it.
May still get pressured, you know. Like, oh, why is that?
But let him dodge. He dodged a lot of other things. He dodged Benghazi. He's still dodging Benghazi. So he should have, this is definitely nothing like Benghazi, where four Americans are dead. So you have this man, he should have been quiet. But that raises suspicion, because the president had nothing to run for in 2009. He was secure. He ran. He won. He reminded us many times, constantly. He's still doing it now. Last I checked, I won. So why in 2009 would you, I think it just seems like, I can't blame people for being suspicious. One person said that he was speaking from the heart. This is one time that he was speaking from the heart. In 2009. So he kept dodging things and dodging other things, saying that, well, you know, I'm still against it. It's very hard for me to. How can somebody say that it was hard for him to decide where he just said in 2009? Now in 2010. As a lot of people like to say, in 2010 and 2011.
2010
and 2011. But, you know, in 2010 and 2011, the president was saying, this is very hard. I can't really. The don't ask, don't tell and all that. This is very hard. It's very tough. But a lot of people were saying, wait a minute. The president has been very open. Don't ask, don't tell. He got that.
Mm-hmm.
He participated in It Will Get Better, which was a gay organization. It Will Get Better. That bashes Christians, which he's supposed to be. He claimed to be a Christian. But he bashed the Bible right along with them in the past.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is. Okay.
Let's not forget about the armed service. He allowed the armed service people to participate in. Actually, they actually have their own gay parade, gay and lesbian parade. But yet, he bars others to participate in any other parade. He cannot show up in any other parade, but it's acceptable only in the gay parade. He called called Jason Collins, the NBA player who came out. He called him immediately. But when Benjamin Netanyahu was elected, it took him almost a month to call him. It's like his far overreaching. For somebody to say that they announced that all of a sudden they have this so-called enlightenment, it makes people wonder, because, wait a minute, even before his so-called announcement, his so-called evolution, even before then, he has done more for gays than any other president in history. Any president. He has done more for gays than anybody.
Wow.
So that's another thing. And here's another one. Okay, let me give the number before I play this other thing here. Give me a call real quick, because we're running out of show. The show is going real quick. I told you all, but we're going to have a longer show on Smack Tongue Radio, smacktongue.com. Give me a call if you want. Area code 347-826-9357. Area code 347-826-9357. TJ, I'm going to quickly play what Larry Sinclair said in a press conference. He's describing a situation in 2009 when Mr. Obama was a senator. I need you all to take a listen to this.
Okay.
In regards to the Obama incident, I flew out of Colorado Springs, Colorado to Chicago on November 2nd, 1999, arriving in O'Hare early in the morning of November 3rd. I made reservations at the Comfort Inn and Suites in Gurnee, Illinois, based solely on the location to the training center. On November 5th, 1999, I hired the services of Five Star Limousine. On November 6, 1999, I asked the limo driver, whose name I now reveal for the first time, Jagir Paramit Mutani, if he knew anyone who would like to socialize and show me Chicago. Mr. Mutani said he knew someone who was a friend of his. On November 6, 1999, after picking me up at the hotel in Gurnee, and this is significant, Mr. Mutani used his cell phone to make a call. That call was made to then Illinois State Senator Barack Obama to set up an introduction between myself and Senator Obama. Upon arriving at the bar and exiting the limo, Senator Obama was standing next to Mr. Mutani, and I was introduced to Senator Obama by name. Later that evening in a bar which I believe was called Alibis, and I state believe because I have failed so far to get Citigroup to provide the credit card receipts that has the actual name, I mentioned I could use a line or two to wake up. Senator Obama asked me if I was referring to coke, and I stated I was. After stating I was, Obama stated he could purchase cocaine for me and then made a telephone call. Senator Obama and I then departed the bar in my limousine and proceeded to an unknown location where Senator Obama exited the limousine with $250, which was provided to him by me. Returned a short while later with an 8-ball of cocaine, which he gave to me. I did ingest a couple of lines of cocaine, and shortly thereafter, Senator Obama produced a glass cylinder pipe and packet of crack cocaine from his pocket. Obama then smoked the crack cocaine. I performed fellatio on Senator Obama in the limousine during the time Senator Obama was smoking crack cocaine, after which I had the driver take me to my hotel, the Comfort Suites, Gurnee, Illinois. The following day, November 7th, 1999, Senator Obama appeared at my hotel room, unannounced, uninvited.
Okay. That was it. I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm gonna leave it at that part. I'm going to play the rest on tomorrow night on SmackDown.com.
Wow.
Now, to be fair, there has been claims about Larry Sinclair that I will bring up on tomorrow's show.
Mm-hmm.
There will be claims. Now. But what's funny about this was immediately after that press conference, he was arrested. He was arrested, and he was arrested for no known reason. It was earlier that it was reported that Vice President Biden said that he was a criminal of justice, but nothing was specific. What did he do?
Mm-hmm.
Now that was Larry Sinclair. You heard the one that released the book. He released that book. So we have a lot to talk about. We're running out of show. But, you know, think about it. At that time, a lot of people were saying at that time, President Obama was hanging out in bathhouses and gay bars in Chicago on the north side. Those
Maybe
of you all who all know about the north side of Chicago knows very well. Uh-huh.
Maybe he wants to, just badmouth him.
Well, all I can say is it's up there. It's for people to hear. I put it out there.
Yeah.
And also, let's not forget about the inconsistencies of Michelle and Barack Obama, how they got together.
Mm-hmm.
How they met, it was inconsistent stories about them, how they met in college. That was inconsistent. And then there's Mrs. Obama saying that she's a single mother. And she's, how can you say that you're a single mother when you never ever lived one second as a single mother?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go deeper into that on tomorrow, plus a lot more, okay? So that's on tomorrow night. And thank you, TJ, for joining me because the time is just running.
I know, right?
Yeah, it got out of here very quick. That's part two will be on tomorrow. You all do not want to miss this. Again, on smacktongue.com, 8 p.m. on the East Coast. Midwest, it is 7 o'clock p.m. and 5 o'clock Pacific time. Okay, I will bring up both sides of the story, okay?
Okay.
I'm up and I'm out of here. TJ, I love you.
All right. Love you too, Mike.
I love you all, man. Thank you all for joining me. And as always, your boy Michael Lane closing. Until tomorrow night on SmackTongue.com, I'm saying peace, love, and...
Mm-mm.
And keep going.